Hello, and welcome to the Tech Buzzword of the Week from Whatis.com, the online IT encyclopedia and learning center. I'm Alex Howard, assistant editor at Whatis.com. We invite you to visit Whatis.com, the secret of those who always seem to know it all, and sign up for the Word of the Day newsletter. Learn one new thing every day. The topic of today's buzzword is server virtualization. In this podcast, you'll learn about three popular approaches to server virtualization: the virtual machine model, the paravirtual machine model, and virtualization at the operating system layer. First, a word from our sponsor. Technology should lighten your workload, not add to it. That's why HP created the Blade System C-Class, an infrastructure that manages the day-to-day so you can focus on the big picture. So, what is server virtualization? We define it as the masking of server resources, including the number and identity of individual physical servers, processors, and operating systems from server users. To do this, a server administrator uses a software application to divide one physical server into multiple isolated virtual environments. These virtual environments are sometimes called virtual private servers, but you may also see them described as partitions, guests, instances, containers, or emulations. Server virtualization can be viewed as part of an overall virtualization trend in enterprise IT that also includes storage virtualization, network virtualization, and workload management. This trend is one component in the development of autonomic computing, in which the server environment will be able to manage itself based on perceived activity. Server virtualization can be used to eliminate server sprawl, to make more efficient use of server resources, to improve server availability, to assist in disaster recovery, testing, and development, and to centralize server administration. There are three popular approaches to server virtualization: the virtual machine model, the paravirtual machine model, and virtualization at the operating system layer. The virtual machine model is based on the host-guest paradigm. Each guest runs in a virtual imitation of the hardware layer. This approach allows the guest operating system to run without modifications. It also allows the administrator to create guests that use different operating systems. The guest has no knowledge of the host operating system because it is not aware that it's not running on real hardware. It does, however, require real computing resources from the host, so it uses a hypervisor to coordinate instructions to the central processing unit, or CPU. A hypervisor is a program that allows multiple operating systems, which can include different operating systems or multiple instances of the same operating system, to share a single hardware processor. The hypervisor is, in this model, called a virtual machine monitor, or VMM. It validates all the guest-issued CPU instructions and manages any executed code that requires addition privileges. VMware and Microsoft Virtual Server both use the virtual machine model. The paravirtual machine, or PVM, model is also based on the host-guest paradigm and also uses a virtual machine monitor. In the paravirtual machine model, however, the VMM actually modifies the guest operating system's code. This modification is called porting. Porting supports the VMM, so it can utilize privileged systems calls sparingly. Like virtual machines, paravirtual machines are capable of running multiple operating systems. Xen and UML both use the paravirtual machine model. Virtualization at the operating system level works a little differently. It isn't based on the host-guest paradigm. In the OS level model, the host runs a single operating system kernel at its core and exports operating system functionality to each of the guests. Guests must use the same operating system as the host, although different distributions of the same system are allowed. This distributed architecture eliminates system calls between layers, which in turn reduces CPU usage overhead. It also requires that each partition remain strictly isolated from its neighbors so that a failure or security breach in one partition isn't able to affect any of the other partitions. In this model, common binaries and libraries on the same physical machine can be shared, allowing an operating system-level virtual server to host thousands of guests at the same time. Virtuoso and Solaris Zones both use OS-level virtualization. I hope you've learned something new about server virtualization and the different approaches to achieving it today. For more information about virtualization, make sure to visit whatis.com or our sister site, searchservervirtualization.com, to find expert advice, white papers, webcasts, quizzes, and excellent feature articles. And don't forget to sign up for our Word of the Day and Buzzword newsletters. If there's something you missed in today's podcast or some other subject you'd like us to cover in a future podcast, let us know at editor@whatis.com. Thank you.